Got a message from Tim at Ben and Kelly Show.
Says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Feel like I've grown up with you two.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm in a new relationship, my second adult relationship, and the first one in a few years. Mm-hmm. The last girl I started dating at 18, that lasted until I was 24.
Okay.
In 3 years, my parameters and values in a relationship have changed as I've matured.
Mm-hmm.
So after a month of dating, I asked the girl I was seeing if she was down for a day trip. 7 hours each way to watch a guy eat a Big Mac.
What a request.
What an ask, right?
Yeah.
So on the surface, that sounds dumb. But before I could even explain that this isn't just a Big Mac, but this is Donald Gorski's 35,000th Big Mac.
Yeah.
She said she was in.
Wow.
Immediately, I was relieved. My ex-girlfriend wouldn't have been down to ride 15 minutes to watch a guy eat a Big Mac, so this was pretty reassuring to me that she's in for the long haul.
Uh-huh.
And okay, supporting me and my weird quirks.
Okay.
So I thought I would ask you, when you knew you were seeing the one, what was the moment you knew?
Okay.
Thank you both. By the way, the trip was pretty fun, quite the spectacle, LOL.
By the way, here's the audio of that Tim witnessed in real life with his girlfriend.
You better appreciate this because I say I had to slow down to one a day for 3 days here. driving me nuts. So this is definitely 35,000. It's no more, no less. I've counted every single one.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's 70. He was there for that magical moment.
Yeah, that's right. 71-year-old Don right there.
So he ate two a day for how many years?
53 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So he's asking Tim, our listener, how do you know it's the one? Because his girlfriend of just a month was like, yeah, I'm down for a road trip to see a dude eat a Big Mac.
And he's kind of like, keeper. I found a keeper. He's right? Like, this means she's a keeper.
This is a keeper.
Yeah.
Man, what was it like? What was it for you? Was there a moment that you knew it switched for you from just like dating to like, all right, this is my guy?
I knew pretty early on. And to be honest, when I found out he had been engaged before, that told me right there, not afraid of commitment.
Sure.
So I thought, okay, so he's not going to be afraid. If we can just, that was like in my mind, a positive, but he obviously had all the qualities I was looking for.
But there wasn't a moment where it like you asked him to go see a guy eat a Big Mac and he was like, yes.
No. All right. No, but I kind of knew early on. I knew he still had to work through some issues from the past from said previous engagements.
Sure.
So I knew if I hung out long enough, he had everything I was looking for. He just needed to be ready.
Yeah, for me, I want to say it was a trip we took to Chicago, and I remember she was, Elizabeth, my wife, she was, we were walking from somewhere in the streets of Chicago, and she was thirsty, and she was just like carrying on about how thirsty she was, and I thought, she is so cute doing that, this is the girl I'm going to marry.
You thought she was cute?
Yeah.
Like talking incessantly about how thirsty
she
was?
She's like, I'm so thirsty. Yeah, exactly. And it was, and then during that same
trip.
Did
you get her something to drink, man?
I mean, we walked into, I think, a store and yeah, we got something to drink.
Okay, but, thank goodness.
But yeah, and that same trip, a guy selling roses on the side of the street gives one to her and says, no, I don't need money. You guys are going to get married or something like that.
Yeah, that's a neat sign.
And I was like, wow, okay. And we had only been dating, maybe similar to Tim, like a few months. Maybe we were less than 4 months in.
What was her reaction to that when the guy said that?
She thought it was kind of cool. She was, yeah. So maybe it was, and she knows this story, obviously. Like it was she was so thirsty. Uh-huh. She was just, now I wouldn't say complaining, but she was just
thirsty
talking about how
adorable.
Thirsty she was.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's extremely cute, and I'm going to marry this girl. So that was, I guess that was my moment that I knew.
I would say we did have a pretty life-changing conversation at McDonald's.
Yeah, see, well, there you
go. Bardstown Road and Taylor's. That's when he kind of came back and said, all right, let's start dating again, because we took a little hiatus.
Were you eating a Big Mac?
I was not eating a Big Mac.
But can it we was tie this
after
back
I finished.
In?
I was working. I did a 2-hour remote, and then we stayed after and had this conversation for like another hour. I was at that McDonald's for a while.
Well, so then
because
so
we had this big conversation.
Just like Tim, maybe McDonald's has a special place in your relationship.
It does.
So there you go.
It does.
All right. I don't know. Toss out maybe. Do you have a good story of like the moment you knew? 502-795-1997 is our number. You can always message us on Facebook as well at Ben and Kelly Show, or text 502-795-1997. Tim asked his girlfriend of a month to go to Wisconsin to see a dude eat a Big Mac. She was like, yes. Adventure, I'm in, let's go.
It wasn't just any dude. It was a dude eating his 35,000th Big Mac in his life. It was a big deal,
that's
kind of a new story.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like, I got a really good vibe from this. How do you know when you found the one?
Yeah, she agreed to drive 7 hours that way and back to watch this go down. Instead of just like, can we just watch this
that's
a
one
YouTube
of those,
video?
That's one of those, you know, jokes where you're like, oh, you better, you know, put a ring on it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I think we found a keeper. She agreed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of stories of how did you know that she was the one? Tony the welder said she's a tomboy, dresses are rare, so the first time I saw my wife in a dress, the stars shone bright, and in my head, Dreamweaver started playing. At that moment, I knew she was mine. Been together 18 years, 13 of those married. That's super sweet.
That is
I love
cute.
It.
Hang on.
Lexi, you got it?
Wait.
Oh, yes, there you go, Tony. Yes. That is like a scene from a movie, right?
It is, right?
It's like she's in slow motion, turns around, she's wearing the dress, and yes.
That's
I
good.
See it, Tony. Lexi from L.A., honestly, it was the first day we met in person. I'm from L.A., he's from Louisville. We met online through a Positivity Quotes account. We'd been talking for a few months. He randomly was like, oh, I'm going to be in Vegas with my friends. We can stop by L.A., see each other, and asked if I was up for that. Obviously, I was. And that day was so perfect. We met at sunset on Santa Monica Pier, and this guy was playing an indie guitar. Don't know what it's called, but Can't Help Falling in Love with You by Elvis.
Oh, right.
Was
sure.
a song, and I knew right there. 1 year later, he moved me here. Almost 3 years later, we're having a baby.
There you go. Now, there are those that are like, hey, if you think being down to watch a guy eat a Big Mac makes her the one, I implore you to reevaluate your decisions in life.
Oh, wow.
But Aaron's like, hey, you know, you just kind of know. But if you can survive a 7-hour two-way road trip together, that's a pretty good sign, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely. That's a real, that'll test any relationship, no matter how long you've been together.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So.
She's down for it. I think great. But by the way, Chrissy said, I just spit my coffee out over Dreamweaver.
I mean, look, that's one of those like yacht rock jams that you didn't know you needed.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gary Wright. Do it, Gary. Come on, Gary.
What a classic.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Tim. I mean, I think that's a good sign, at least to start. You know, you're a month in, so, you know, you still have those stars in your eyes. But, hey, I think that's a good indicator.
Well, yeah, I feel like she's down for that. She's probably going to be down for most of your adventures that you want to have. So I think you found yourself a good partner.
Yep. There you go. That is diving into the DMs.